Welcome to Perspective Transformation with Marty and Friends. Whether you're looking for encouragement, practical training, or clear focus, you'll want to grab a notebook, as today's guest trainer shares rock-solid strategies you can implement starting immediately. Sponsored by WomenSpeakers.com, here's your host, Marty Swedberg.
Hey everybody, welcome, welcome. This is Marty Swedberg, excited to have you with us today for a program we're calling Becoming Who God Made You to Be with our special guest, Emily Cummings. During the next few minutes, we're going to talk about why you have a dream to be someone special, what it means to become you, how to find the faith to believe God's vision of you, what it means to be a warrior, how to become all God created you to be, and why you must embrace your God-given life now. Our guest today is Emily Cummins. She's a pastor's kid and now a communications pastor at Church of Hope in Ocala, Florida. She's on a mission to find, equip, and cheer warrior friends on to becoming all God made each to be. You can learn more about her at her website, Becoming Me TV, or invite her to speak at your upcoming women's event via her profile over at womenspeakers.com. I'm so excited to welcome you, Emily. Yay!
Yay! I am so excited and honored to be here. Thank you for inviting me to be a part of your show today.
You bet. And you guys, I'm still kind of struggling with this sore throat. I was saying to somebody earlier today, it's kind of when you have a really long spring and summer just isn't coming. And you think, but summer's coming. And I know that this is leaving, but it's just not quite gone yet.
One day at a time.
You are all about becoming who God designed us to be. That is your message, your passion, your heart. And you're going to start us off here with this very audacious approach to this, that we actually are supposed to have a vision of somebody really special when we think about ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's how, when I grew up, I was your typical type A personality. I was that kid who wanted to have straight A's in school. I wanted to be the prima ballerina. I was on a swim team and I wanted everything to be perfect and just right. I wanted to be somebody. I wanted to matter. And I think we all want to matter. We want to make a difference, even if we don't know what that is in the moment. And struggling with this battle of perfection and who I wanted to be, but not quite sure how to figure that out. In the middle of college, I came across that word becoming, and it resonated with me in a way that no other word really has before. As an overcoming perfectionist, this concept of becoming.
Emily, I think we have lost your sound right now. You were there and now you're not. I know. Odd. Oh, you know what? Here, let's.
Can you hear me now?
There, now we can hear you. Good. Okay. So in college, we lost you right at, in college, you found the word becoming.
It's about embracing the process, this journey, even when microphones mute yourself, right? And for this girl who's overcoming perfection and the pursuit of that, I really struggled with, if I want to matter and I want to be someone, like, how can I discover what that means? And so I felt like God invited me on this journey of becoming Emily, always learning, always growing. When life's challenges come your way, and they will, we just experienced a little technology challenge in the last 30 seconds. When they come your way, how will you choose to be you? And so I think in that, all of us want to be someone. We all want to matter. Yeah. We all want to fight to prove we're worth something. And so becoming is about how to embrace who you are and who God made you to be and not fight for validation in a world that says you have to have social media likes, you've got to have the right guy, the car, the house, the job, whatever it is you want to define it. But becoming is about discovering who you are, why you matter, because you do, and who God made you to be.
And I think it's so amazing to recognize that God strung us together specifically, like when he was creating us in our mother's womb, it says in Psalm 139, and that he thinks of us like the sand on the seashore. And he knows how many hairs are on our head. I mean, I'd hate to have to try to count this mess. And he knows, right? And the thing is that sometimes I think we want to believe that we're so special that the God of the whole universe would think of us like the sand on the seashore, that many thoughts mm-hmm. toward me. But then yeah. we talk ourselves right because we know, oh, yeah. like, right? We know who we really are. Mm-hmm. We know how often we really fail. Yep. And we are talking ourselves out of it. But I heard, so yesterday we had the bestu2022.com summit. Yes. Lainey Hauser was one of our speakers, and she said, you know, and she's talking about money, mm-hmm. but she said, you know, it has always been the case that people pay for things that have value, right? And yep. so how much they're going to pay depends on how much value they put on that product or service. But when you think of it, God paid with Jesus' blood for you.
Yep.
That's how valuable you yep. are, which just is breathtaking.
Yes.
That he would.
Yeah. Go ahead. Oh, and it's so countercultural because we feel yes. like we have to prove we're worth something for yes. people here on earth to love us, to accept us. And that's not how Jesus and God works.
Exactly opposite.
Exactly. Yeah.
God gives us the worth.
Yep.
Yep. And then we love him with that. So I love that. So what does it actually mean to become you?
Mm-hmm. So in college, right, when I had that moment and I was actually reading a book, and it was one chapter in this book, it was all about taking your 20s. I was in college, so I'm an early 20 something at the time. It was about taking your 20s to really discover who you mm-hmm. want to be and how to become you. That this season, it said, was all about becoming. So mm-hmm. in reading that, my perfectionist heart said, hey, like, that's what I need to grasp onto. This is what God's inviting me into. To become who he made me to be. So I tattooed that reminder on my coming there. And that was just my reminder. Like, Emily, when yeah. you start to try to be perfect, you try to prove you're worth something, you try to get all the straight A's, get the guy, whatever, you're becoming. And so that really launched this journey of me trying to discover that for myself. Mm-hmm. I was blogging at the time. And so I just was writing and sharing my own journey. And in 2014, I attended this writer's boot camp. And at that boot camp, it dawned on me, you know, this becoming journey, it's not just like God's invitation to Emily to pursue becoming who he made me to be. This is a journey for all of us. Like,
everybody.
We're all coming. Yeah. And so I went home from this writer's boot camp and I said, you know what? Me sharing how Emily's becoming is valuable to an extent. But what would happen if other people started sharing their own becoming stories? If we're all becoming, we all have a story, and each and every one of us, like, our stories matter. So I called a friend and I said, hey, Amy, why don't you come on over? We'll set up a camera. We'll record your story and we'll put it on the blog. And she said, yes. And 2014, we filmed her becoming story. Wow. How she's learning to become who God made Amy yeah. to be. And since then, that was 8 years ago, we have shared over 150 people's becoming stories.
Awesome.
We're all becoming, and it matters. Our stories matter. Your story matters.
My mother-in-law, who is 97 years old, said to us a couple years ago, she said, I think I've learned more about God in this last year than I have my whole life. And, you know, she's still at 97 becoming.
Yes. Oh, all, yeah.
You know, who God created her to be. And yeah. it doesn't stop. And I think it's such a beautiful place to live. It's like, it reminds me kind of when I traded worry for curiosity. Ooh, when I became, I got to the level of faith in God and trusting God that yeah. I didn't have to worry now about it. I just became curious. What's God going to do? You know, what is good God going to do? And yep. it's such a different place to live. It's only mm-hmm. like a little teeny tweak on the yeah. spectrum, but it's the difference between I have to be mm-hmm. or I am becoming. It's just yeah. a little tweak, but it makes all the difference.
And that mindset tweak, Marnie, it literally is the game changer, because I think often, you know, when I first started this becoming journey, I thought, well, it's about me becoming someone, something, so that way I can arrive. And that's not what God intended. On this side of eternity, a girl named Emily is never going to arrive, because how true is it that every time we do achieve a goal or a dream becomes a reality, well, there's a new goal and there's a new dream.
Right.
Yeah, you just start the process
so true. Over again.
And if yeah. your hope and your excitement is based on that end result, you miss out on the beauty of becoming who God made you to be. One of the things that has really resonated with me recently is this concept that the life you dream of living is discovered in the becoming, not in the goal, yes. not in the end result, but in right. the becoming. It's the process that matters.
I was talking to someone earlier today, and they had made a huge multi-thousand-dollar investment that did not turn out anything like they expected. I mean, it was a bust. But as she was talking to me, she was so excited. She goes, you know what I learned? I learned this, and I learned this, and I learned this, and I learned this. And I thought, there it is. And I told her, I said, this is the walk with Christ.
Yep.
Where even when our expectation is completely dashed to the ground, he shows up and says, but look at what I just showed you. Look at the doors I flung open for you. Look at all the work I shut to you in the future. You never have to do that again. And, you know, I mean, when we're walking with Jesus, it is, and what I'm hearing you say and what I experience with Christ is that it's never about the goal anyway. It's about the relationship. Yes. It's about him walking with us.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. You shared a story with me about meeting a girl whose Bible was completely torn apart. And that's what it is to me. It's about a relationship with Jesus and what he does in you. And that's what counts. At the end of the day, it's not about how many followers you have on social media. If you've published a book, you haven't published a book. If you're married, you're not married. What a number is in your bank account. None of that is the goal. It's about how you are learning who Jesus is and who he made you to be. It's that relationship that's the win. That's what success in life looks like.
Yeah, you know, and I mean, just a couple minutes ago, your mic failed, okay, and you weren't here with us anymore, and we just rolled with it. You know, yesterday at the summit, one of the gals, her computer crashed. She had to go open a different computer. She's opening this other computer. Her husband comes in the background to set up the banner behind her. The banner thing falls on her head while she's live. She keeps going. You know, I mean, the joy of walking with Jesus is that we are the four-year-old and he's the dad and he knows we're going to be just kicking over the can of nails all day long when we're working with him building something. And at the end, we're going to take all the credit for anything that turns out right. And we're going to blame him for anything that doesn't work. And he's all chill with it because he loves us. He loves doing it with us. He loves growing us up. He loves that we don't know how to tie our shoes and then we do. And that was so hard.
Isn't it amazing?
And now this is hard.
Yeah. And how cool that we have a God who walks with us and teaches us along
the way. And really isn't ever about our performance. Never, never, never. Because no matter how well I performed, I could never perform like God.
Yeah.
I just am not going to be up to it to create a world in 7 days. You know, it's not going to happen for Marnie.
Me neither.
And so when we're trying to impress him with our behavior, it's just the whole wrong goal. The goal is to walk with him into who he's created us to be. So this is really key, this faith point. It takes courage. It takes faith. It takes trust. Where do you get that?
Solely from my relationship with Jesus. The only way to know who you are is to know whose you are. So if you don't know who Jesus is and have a firm relationship with him, you're not going to discover your true identity or who he made you to be. You can chase after other things, but at the end of the day, it's not going to satisfy you. I have tried. I've tried chasing my own goals, my own aspirations. And I'm not saying having goals or aspirations is wrong by any means. It's that foundational piece. So when I'm trying to chase becoming who Emily wants to be, just for my own personal selfish gain and satisfaction, I come up short every single time. But when I have a relationship with Jesus and I'm on this foundation where I know whose I am in him first, then he opens up my eyes and awakens me to dreams and realities that I never could have even had on my own. Marnie, like I just published a book and leading becomingme.tv, and this is all beyond Emily. I could not do this on my own. I wouldn't have dreamed up stuff on my own like this. But because I know whose I am and I'm walking right. in relationship with Jesus, I'm following his lead, he continues to bring opportunities my way that are beyond my wildest dreams. And mm-hmm. it's living out who he made me to be.
It is so fun to, I always say it's fun to work for God. I have this saying, if this is what I want to say whenever somebody says, what do you do for a living? This is what I always want to say, but sometimes it's not socially correct to say it, you know, but I want to say this. I want to say, I am the personal assistant to the King of the universe. And I sit with him in private consultation in the morning. Then I go run his errands with him all day long. And he provides all the resources and the pay is awesome. And the retirement plan is out of this world. And I just love my job.
I love that. I love that description. Yes.
But how you know, cool. I know, right? But the thing is that sitting with him, or even I remember the day that he put the Flow Through Vessel book in my mind for the first time, I was swimming laps, just talking to him in the pool. And I was talking about a book I wanted to write. And he's like, okay, but you have to write the Flow Through Vessel book first. And I'm like, what Flow Through Vessel book? I had no idea what he was talking about. I'm like, what? And he's like, well, I'll show you. Well, anyway, it was a really busy day. And next day I'm on an airplane and I finally have 1 minute to think about this Flow Through Vessel book. And I open my laptop. I said hi to the gal who was there was a seat between us and she was against the window. And I said hi and she wanted to read her magazine. So I just started working on my computer, working. And all of a sudden my computer ran out of juice and I just shut my lid. And I thought, well, I guess I'm done with that. And she said, she goes, the lady next to me, she goes, what are you working so hard on? And I said, wow, it's just like, I'm just getting an input. I said, so you know how this idea where we're all thinking that we have to do stuff to excite God, like we're supposed to be so loving and so giving and everything like that. I said, it's not really like that. I said, what he's showing me, it's like a straw. And we're the straw and he's what we're supposed to give people. And we don't have to come up with it ourselves. We just have to trust him for it.
Yep.
And it's our job to just stay submerged in Jesus, not to become Jesus, be submerged in Jesus and let him flow through our lives. She goes to me, she goes, you have just changed my life.
Wow.
So, and 48 hours before, I didn't even know anything about it. What I like to say though is once we get this vision in our head, okay, now I know I'm supposed to write this book. What happens is we go like this and we miss everything because we're so focused on the goal. And what God wants us to do is go like this. Yes, goals, yes, visions, yes, dreams, yes, work to do, but it's just here in the center, but it allows us to still see everything he's doing to still help our neighbor who needs help today, to do whatever it is that he's calling us to do. And that's what takes faith, is that I don't have to perform my way to the completion of whatever project he's put in my heart.
Right. You're absolutely right. It's trusting him every single day with what he entrusts us with. Like in this moment, it's not about tomorrow. It's not about 5 hours from now. It's about right now being on this call with Marnie on YouTube and navigating microphones. Right, being present in this moment. Yes. And that's where the magic of becoming who God made you to be is. Because it does take faith to stay present. We are wired to want to think ahead and strive and achieve. And being present here is hard.
Yeah. One of the chapters in here, I usually don't talk about my books on these interviews very much, but today for some reason, this is just coming up. But one of the chapters in here it has a trust level test in it because what happens is that we tend to trust God for our eternity, which is like, if you could pick like the most important thing ever, that would be it. What's going to happen to you after you die for the rest of eternity? Awesome. Trust him for that. That's awesome. Right. But then we fail to trust him in the moment when we can't find our keys.
Yep. Something that we say at Church of Hope is you trust God in salvation, but then you trust him in every situation. Every single day.
And that's where, as we're trusting him in every single thing, that's where we get more courage and more faith to believe that actually we are created and designed specifically by him, for him, for purposes that he knows and that we get to discover with him as we move forward.
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
You talk a lot about your warrior friends. Why do you use the word warrior?
So I love that word. And I think one of my favorite things is hearing how it resonates with people. I had coffee with a warrior friend recently, and she shared like, hey, why do you call people warrior friends? And, you know, it's, I don't remember the exact moment, Marnie, that it really stuck with me, but I know that I've always been drawn to, I like to call them like warrior stories, right? So watching a woman who is just going through, journeying through something that's really hard, but she chooses to not give up. She leans into whatever challenge is in front of her and she presses forward. She's trusting God, taking that step, becoming who God made her to be. So I just think of, okay, like a warrior. I want to be a warrior. I want to fight on the days where I don't feel like becoming who God made me to be. Right. I don't want to maybe stay present. I am starting to get worried or stressed or anxious. And it's in those moments, you've got to, I like to say, lace up your warrior boots and choose you. And so I said to this friend at coffee, you know, when I call you a warrior friend, I'm just calling out who you are. God designed us to be able to do hard things. We can rise to the occasion. We can become who he made us to be, but we got to put in the work. We have to roll up our sleeves and be warriors. And so I'm reminding myself just as much as I'm reminding and calling up the warriors around me that you are a warrior. You can do hard things. You matter. You're becoming, you're a warrior.
Yep. Dave and I, my husband and I were having a conversation earlier this week, and I said, you know, I can relate to just about everybody in the Bible at some point or another, in some moment of their life or another. I can just relate to almost everybody in some way. I said, but the one story I never see in the Bible is the person who lays in bed and says, God, flow through me today. I'm just going to lay here and you just get it all done. Never see that person in the Bible. Yeah. They are not there. They had to get up. They had to go into the battle. They had to do what God called them to do. Even if God called them to do a stand still or just sing praise songs, whatever God called them to do, they had to get up and go do it. And that's the battle's won, but we still have to get up and go out there.
Yeah. And I love what you shared there, Marnie, about all those stories in the Bible, because you're 100% correct. Like they had to get up and do something. The other thing I appreciate about stories, and one that just popped into my mind, was the story of Esther. And she did have a moment where she was scared and she almost chose to not be who God made her to be. When her uncle Mordecai challenged her to go in front of the king and beg for the lives of her people, at first she said, nope, I'm good. Have you heard? Like the king could murder me. And he pushed back on her, calling her up to be who God made her to be. She prays and she takes that step. And so what's encouraging, because sometimes I think we can look at warriors, you know, I'll use those air quotes, and think, well, they can do that because they're a champion. They're a warrior. That's not something I could do. But every single person, we're human. We have fear. We have emotions. We have anxiety. And it's choosing to be a warrior. It's not something that you just feel like you are. It's a choice. And so warrior friend, that word warrior, all the examples we see in the Bible, it's choosing to be who God made you to be.
Right. And I liked how you said to your friend, I'm just calling out who you are, who you already are.
Yeah.
You are destined. You are destined to be a warrior. Yeah. Step into it. So how do you become all God created you to be?
You know, I think, and I love what we've just been talking about with being a warrior and choosing to do the hard work, because if you want to become all that God made you to be, you've got to put in the work. You've got to know whose you are. As we've talked about, it first starts in that relationship with Jesus. If you're not having a relationship with God, if you don't have that right in that foundation, like that's the first step. You've got to start there. Know whose you are. And there, from there, it's a lot of just personal work and growth, awareness, know how you're wired. But then don't stop there. Like there's so many personality tests out there, right? That you can, from Myers-Briggs to DISC, Enneagram, all of those things. And you can discover maybe how you're naturally wired, how your brain works, but don't just stop with a test or a tool or a resource. Grow through it, become self-aware, take those next steps to really identify like how you might naturally respond and how you can grow forward. You're either going to go through life or you're going to grow through life. And I want to keep growing and becoming through life, right? Yeah, so it's starting with Jesus. It's growing every single day. And then it's choosing to do hard things. It's choosing to be a warrior. At the end of the day, I think becoming all that God made you to be is just choosing to be you. And you've got to come to that point where when you've got that foundation with Jesus, you're doing the personal work. It comes down to a choice. You've got to choose to be you, Marnie.
Yeah. My motto for 2022 is say yes to God every single time. Mm-hmm. And I phrase it like this: I get to say yes to God every single time. And I have this picture of all these gifts on a table and they all have my name on it. And all I have to do is say yes to God and I get another gift. And maybe that gift is just a sense of personal satisfaction because God actually created me to do that work. Maybe he calls me to pray for somebody and I hear a testimony later, or I don't get to hear it until heaven. I still get the gift. Whatever it is, I think what you said is so true. It's a lot of work. I always say the work isn't the work. When we trust Jesus, that what he did when he came from heaven as the perfect God man, and he lived a perfect life and he died a criminal's death to pay for our sins, take them down to hell so we don't have to go there, rise again, intercede for us, send the Holy Spirit to live in us. Mm-hmm. Okay. There is nothing I need to do about that. After I receive he's here. He's got me. He's with me. What I need to do is get him from here into here. And that's the hard work, right? Mm-hmm. The work of my salvation is done. But work of me accepting, appreciating, opening all those gifts, spending time with Jesus, enjoying him, knowing him more, all of that is just the hard work of getting it from here up to here and out into the world.
I love that illustration and story that you share. It's so true and spot on.
Yeah. So why now? What's the urgency?
You know, we have one life, literally, there, and it's not a dress rehearsal. So this is your one and only life. And if you dream of being, you know, as this conversation started, we dream of being someone with our life, right? Yeah. So who do you want to be, and why waste one more moment not becoming who God made you to be? We're not promised tomorrow, and yesterday's gone. So all we have is this moment. And if we choose now to become who God made us to be, it's the greatest adventure you will ever go on. And I think, as you just shared, you're going to open up a lot of gifts along the way that you never saw coming that surprise you in the best ways possible. But you only do that if you start now with that urgency. Yeah. And only you can choose to start. Like Marnie can't choose for you. I can't choose for you. Your mom, your dad, no one else can choose. So that level of urgency, it can only come up inside of you choosing to be you right now. Because we don't know if we have tomorrow.
I love that. And when I think of the gifts, it makes me so happy. I remember when I first started realizing that there was a table full of gifts with my name on them. And all I had to do was say yes to whatever God was calling me to do in that moment. And I'd get to open one. And I saw this table of gifts. And now I see it's an endless table. It goes endlessly in both directions. Yeah. I cannot exhaust the gifts that God has prepared for me. Compared to, I've had a couple times in the last week, and this, I don't know how to even frame this for you, but I've had a couple times in the last week where the Holy Spirit has prompted me to do something. And I have actually said no, like I knew I was getting a prompting, but I didn't really understand it like it was the Holy Spirit. And I chose to ignore it, to just push past it. And that led to bad feelings. I know, looking back, that if I had said yes, it would have actually led to good feelings. And when I talk about feelings, feelings just come. They are a result of something you're believing deep down inside. And so the feeling isn't the thing. But the reality is that when we're walking with Jesus and we're doing what he's called us to do, being who he called us to be, created us to be, we get to experience so much joy and love and peace and excitement and just delight and a sense of rightness. The world in here is right because I'm walking in the way God called me to walk.
Yeah. You know, I love what you just even identified about feelings, right? And recently our lead pastor taught feelings are, it's a one word emotion. It's something you feel. So I feel anxious, right? I feel tired. I feel, but it's all a result of then we identify the feeling. I can empathize with the feeling. Okay, I feel anxious, right?
Right.
But now
right.
it's time to challenge my thinking. And I love how even earlier you shared, okay, God gave us this gift. And now it's how do I get this gift applied through my life, right?
Yeah,
and so when right. we open these gifts from God that you've been talking about on this endless table, because there is no scarcity, no lack with God.
None.
Opening these gifts and applying them. Yep. It's us challenging our thinking when we have these feelings and emotions that try to rob us or hinder us from becoming who God made us to be. Because they're real. Your feelings are real. If you feel anxious or afraid or uncertain, unsure to become who God made you to be, it's a real feeling. You can identify and empathize with that feeling, but then challenge your thinking and invite the Holy Spirit to say, hey, like, this is not the gift I gave you. Anxiety is not a gift on the table for you to open up. Let's challenge your thinking and apply how God wants to move in and through us as we're becoming.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I'm thinking about a quote from Way of Agape by Nancy Missler, where she says, spiritual maturity has nothing to do with the emotion I'm feeling. It has everything to do with how fast I run it to Jesus. Isn't that beautiful and freeing? I used to really think that I was responsible for when an emotion came up. Yeah. No, emotions are, you're going to be triggered. When you get hit by another car, when your car gets, you have an immediate response. Yep. You didn't work at that or get up this morning thinking that. It just happens, right? And it is, in a way, it's a litmus test. Like, did you immediately say, thank you, Jesus? Or did you say something else using his name? You know, I mean, it's like, it's a litmus test to see how the soul is progressing, but it's not intended to make you feel guilty. There is no guilt or condemnation for those who are called in Christ Jesus. We are free to experience the emotions that simply come. And all that's happening is Jesus is standing at our heart's door saying, hey, can I come in and talk to you about this from my perspective? Because I have good to bring out of this, whatever this is. That is really where courage comes to say, I am me. God, you made me this way. What do you want to do with me? What do you want me to do? Yeah. You know, all of that. It takes a lot of courage and faith to do it, but wow, is it ever worth it?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. This is the most rewarding journey I've ever been on in my life.
Yeah. I remember earlier, we have a family of five, and my husband and I and three kids. And when they were growing up, I would always say our family had four Energizer bunnies and one gondola. He was just gently going down the stream. And it was so clear that, I mean, and it's not that he isn't making progress. He is. It's like he does amazing things. But he's built so differently from the rest of us that I just always said, you know, I think it's going to take him a few years after he leaves our home to actually figure out who he is, because he's built so differently from the rest of us. And maybe some of you listening might be feeling like, wow, that's my story. I guess I was always thinking I was supposed to be like everybody else around me. Right. And now I realize maybe God's calling me to be unique.
Yes. And that's the beautiful part. Like, there's only one you. And if you aren't you, then we all miss out on you.
That's exactly it. That's it. You are the only you that there will ever be. And of course, you're unique. And even if you're kind of like other people, you're not like them. No. You're completely unique. And I even say that the only person that can really understand you is Jesus. Mm-hmm. Even if you have a really close friend that can mostly understand you, nobody really understands you except Jesus. So that's where this all comes back down to, is having that relationship with him, walking with him, listening and talking to him, and going forward from that. Emily, this has just been amazing. So fun to be amazing. With you again.
I love talking to you.
I know. We have a lot of fun. So you guys want to be sure to follow up here with Emily. Her website is becomingme.tv. Emily, if they go over there, what are they going to find?
Yeah, you're going to find a ton of becoming stories. So we've filmed over 150 people have shared how they're becoming who God made them to be. So at becomingme.tv, you can watch people's stories. We can learn and be encouraged. We also have launched what I like to call, we're going back to one of my favorite words, warrior conversations. So sometimes, you know, you might be struggling with something in particular. And so at becomingme.tv, you can look at different topics. Like this past week, we talked about how to not settle on your becoming journey, how to keep growing, right? And so you can find that there. You can also find links to buy my book, Becoming Me, Choosing to Be You, that just released this summer. And really just, I know, I'm so excited. It is here. And just a community to keep growing, because we're all on this journey together. And it's more fun when you have a tribe of warriors cheering you on.
Amen. That's so true. That's so true. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. I am so honored to be with you.
Okay, you guys. So you want to follow up with Emily over at becomingme.tv or invite her to speak for your upcoming event at womenspeakers.com. You'll find her profile over there. And thank you for joining us. It's just always such a delight to be with you here and to share these trainings with you. And our guests, always like Emily, such a delight. And I hope that you have a wonderful rest of your day, and we'll see you around. Bye-bye.